Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Beis. Like so many things when it comes to Hilcha Shabbos, there are three different categories. Category of things that would be a chi of min ha-toira. If you did it, b'shagi would be chayav achatas. A category of things that are potter avalos, so that means you wouldn't be chayav achatas, but Chazal don't want us to do it. And then there are a category of things that are mutter l'chatchila. Remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah? We learned there are knots of which we are chayav on, the camel driver's knot, and the sailor's knot. Our Mishnah begins by telling us here in Perek Tesvav Mishnah Beis that yesh l'chaksharim, that you have some knots, she'ein chayav on aleim, that you're not chayav on them. As we are chayav k'kesher ha'gamolin for the camel driver's knot, u'k'kesher ha'saponin and the sailor's knot. But the Mishnah never goes on to tell us which are these knots that you're not chayav on, that you can't do, but you're not chayav on. So the Batanur explains as follows. Remember what the camel driver's knot is? He said they made a hole in the camel's nose, and they inserted like a ring through it, and they would tie it. Aren't you happy you're not a camel? Well, the ends of that ring, that was knotted and left there permanently. Same is true for like a ring at the tip of a ship. However, then they would take another rope and tie it through that ring, and that would be used to connect the ship to a pole at the pier, or to connect the camel to a pole, or to connect the camel to the place that it eats from so it shouldn't run away. And that was tied and untied. Those type of knots, the ones that you would insert into the ring, not the ring itself, that's part of us. And now the Mishnah is going to give us a list of knots that are mutter l'chatchila. Kasheris ish, a woman may tie, miftach haluka, the opening of a certain type of garment. Now the way this garment worked is that from the top of each corner there was a strap, and you tied it across the opposite shoulder. So of course this is untied every day, and therefore it's mutter. Vaitra sakta mishnah v'chutei sivacha, the strings of a hairnet. That's like a net-like hat worn on the head. We learned about it earlier in the Masechta. The women were very particular about their hair. They didn't want to pull out any hairs. So therefore, they would untie a knot to keep this in place. They didn't just yank it off, but it was constantly being opened and closed. V'shel pesikya. The same is true for like these threads or laces that come out of a wide belt, and you would connect the belt this way. Ritzuis, or the straps, minil v'sandal, of a shoe and a sandal. So generally, minil means leather, sandals like harder, and they had all different kinds of straps that the Gemara talks about. What else is mutter l'chatchila? V'noides yayin v'shemen, canteens where you kept wine and oil in them. So imagine like a leather pouch, filled it up with wine or oil. At the top, they would like tie it together, and you would form like a kind of a spout, and then you would tie something around, like by the bottleneck. Try to imagine a bottle by the neck of the bottle to keep it in place. The chiddush is, even though people generally made two of these, I would think, well, he's going to open one to get the wine or oil out. What if he leaves the other one there permanently? So we say no. Even though there's two, it's not a problem. Look at Erev Shel Basar, or a pot of meat. They used to cover a pot of meat, let's say, with a cloth, and then tie it around to keep it in place. Here the chiddush is, even though, let's say, there's a kind of a spout connected to it, so there's a way to get the meat out without opening the top, but we still say it's not a problem. People still constantly open and close the top enough so that tying isn't called a permanent tie. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Kaishun l'fnei behema, you can tie a rope in front of a behema, b'shul shalei teitzei, let's say there's an opening in a fence, so you tie a rope across the fence. All you need is one rope over there. Like sometimes by a parking lot, there's a rope or a chain that says, no, you can't go in here. Now, a human being can, you know, bend down or jump over. Animals, they can't. An ox or a cow is not a very good jumper. Or it can't really bend down from underneath. So the rope does the job, but it's constantly open or closed. In a way, it's like a door. Vaitra zakta the mishnah, kaishrin deli, you can tie a bucket. The fisikia with a belt. You have a bucket at the top of a well. So if I tie it with a rope, it's kesha shalkiyama, it's going to stay there. You want the rope over here. You need the rope to drop the bucket in the well. You need the rope to make sure no one walks away with the bucket. So a belt you can use on Shabbos, because I know you're not going to leave your belt there. You're going to need your belt back. Avoloi bechevel, but you can't use a rope. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter to use a rope. What type of a rope? Not any kind of a rope. Rabbi Yehuda says a weaver's rope. Because we know the weaver is going to come back to get his rope. So what about the Chachamim or the Tanakhama? Why did they say there's a problem even with a weaver's rope? The answer is, if I would know that he would only use a weaver's rope, Ataka wouldn't be a problem. It's not a Kesha Shel Kayama. I know he's going to come back to get it. They were concerned. Let's say somebody else is looking over here and he says, oh, you're allowed to use a rope. He's not going to realize it's just a weaver's rope. And he may come to use even a regular rope. The Mishnah concludes, Klal Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the following rule, Kol Kesher, any knot, She'enai Shel Kayama, that is not a permanent knot, Ein Chayav, and all of you are not Chayav on it. So what is Rabbi Yehuda trying to add over here? So some say Rabbi Yehuda wants to emphasize, yes, any knot, that's not a permanent knot, you're not Chayav on it. But if it is permanent, even, let's say it's a bow, it's not even a knot at all, you can't do it. And some say, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir? Did we have a Rabbi Meir in this Mishnah? No, but we had a Rabbi Meir in the previous Mishnah. Do you remember what Rabbi Meir said in the previous Mishnah? In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir said, Kol Kesher, Sho Yochel La'atirai Bi'achas Me'yadav Ein Chayavan Alav. Any knot which one can untie with one hand, you're not Chayav on. Well, it could be, according to one opinion, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not permanent, that's one thing. But if it's permanent, even if you can untie it with one hand, you're still chayiv on it. So let's chazer over quickly what we learned in this Mishnah. We learned that when it comes to the camel drivers and the ships and the sailors not. So the ring that's there permanently for that one would be chayiv. What you tie connected to that ring, you're not supposed to, but you wouldn't be chayiv on it. And things that are mutar lechatchila are like for the garment, the hairnet, the laces of a belt, straps of a shoe and a sandal, the knots that are tied on the top of the canteens of wine and oil, or when you tie the cloth around the top of a pot of meat. We learned that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov allows us to tie a rope across to prevent the behemoth from leaving. And we also learned the machlokes about a bucket at the top of a well. The Chachamim, incidentally, the Halach is like the Chachamim in this case. The Chachamim say only with a belt, not with a rope at all. Rabbi Yehuda says a weaver's rope will do. And we concluded with the Klal, Kol Kesher She'enai Shel Kayama, Ein Chayav in Alav.